And in Leviticus 26, verse 8, it says, "In five of you shall chase an hundred, and in hundred of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword." The Bible says, five of you shall chase an hundred. Now that's 20 people per one person. That's a lot of people, right? But then it says, a hundred of you shall put 10,000 to flight. That's 100 people per one person. It started with 20 people per one person, and then it goes to 100 people to one person when you increase the numbers. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 30. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight? Now, my natural reaction would be two would be putting 2,000 to flight. One would put 1,000 and two 2,000. But is that what the Bible says? It's not what the Bible says. The Bible says two of you shall put 10,000 to flight. You say, what's significant about this? You see, the way math works in the Bible is a little bit different than in our math classes in schools. See, here's the thing. We were talking about the numbers of people that had been here. And last year, the week before the big day, there were 67 people. And this year, last week, there's 130. That is almost twice as many people. Almost twice as many people, okay? Now, your natural reaction might be this. If there's twice as many people, you should be winning twice as many souls, right? But is that the way math works in the Bible? It's not the way math works. You see, if we have twice as many people, we should be getting more than twice as many people saved. We should be getting three, four, five, six, seven times as many people saved. You say, why? There's many reasons. Because one, hopefully everyone's becoming more zealous. Hopefully there's a higher percentage of people going out winning souls. Hopefully there's so much fellowship and excitement about soul winning, they're going to be reaching bigger and better things. You see, it's not good enough for our church just to get twice as many people saved as last year. We need to be reaching higher levels. We need high goals. You say, well, that's difficult. Well, we're looking here at what a perfect church ought to be like. I understand it's difficult. It's going to take a lot of man hours. It's going to take everybody in this church getting involved and going out and winning souls. But that is what you're going to see with a perfect church. That is what we should be striving to be.